Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. If you're just tuning in, we're up at Big Rapids at the homecoming of the Ferris versus Northern Michigan game. We've got the 4-2 Bulldogs going up against the 3-3 Wildcats. We just had the coach of the football team on. Earlier we had the hockey coaches on. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to have the president of the university, President Eisler, on. It's a great day to be in Michigan. It's a little chilly out here, but we are tailgating. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, and it's good to be a Bulldog,
isn't it?
It's so cool to be back at Ferris. You know, I always liked this school. My brother went here when I was a little kid. I remember, him coming up here, and we used to come up on high school field trips and whatever and look at this big campus. Well, shoot, it's twice the size now. They have more new buildings and facilities, and, I mean, this place is teeming with programs, and the football program, 4-2, that's nothing shabby.
Yeah, you know, my own family, we're third generation. I had two uncles that went here. I had four brothers besides me. Five boys went here to school. And two of my nieces, my brother's kids, have gone through the dental hygiene program here. So,
well, the next three ought to be free then.
Yeah, right. Well, we've supported the university, but it's been very good for us. You know, in spite of what you might think, I came out of here with a really good education, prepared me for life, and it's
and you
all
ended
good,
up
man.
Here.
Yeah, and I ended up doing a barbecue show with my buddy Bob. So maybe they didn't teach judgment, did they?
I think they did.
Yeah.
I learned a lot here. I found my bride here, and I'm gonna find about 1,000 ribeyes here in a little bit because we've got a couple stainless lockers sitting next to those grills over there. And honestly, I was a little intimidated before, but after talking to Rob Russell, I know I'm up to it because if we can feed the crews he and I have fed, this would be nothing. I got you right here with me.
Right. We got that chuck wagon all heated up with the smoker and the grill side. We got a tech going. We've got a regular plate-style gas grill going. And you know what? My friend Jeremy Mishler, who is the director of alumni relations here at the college, brought me a apron that is to die for.
Okay,
I'm looking at this.
I'm getting a man crush for Jeremy right now.
I know, so am I, man.
This is. I don't know. I've been given some pretty cool spiffs, but nobody ever did anything like this. This is an apron George Jetson would love.
Yeah, it's got a retractable beer opener, man. I've never seen one of these things. It's got a beer holder. I got a mitt. I got a towel. I got three or four pockets.
You might want to be careful.
You might want to be careful.
It's a good thing that beer opener is on the side, not in the middle. You know, if you let go of that baby, it could hurt you.
Yeah, well, you know
but
what?
It's got a beer holder.
It's just like I like it. It's within reach. Man.
But, you know, he made a mistake because yours only has one beer holder. He's a two-fisted drinker.
No. He's smarter than you think. He went to Ferris, man. It took him three times to graduate, and he got three different degrees. But he's smarter than you think because grilling is a one-handed sport. If you had two beer holders, you wouldn't be able to grill. So I think he's all over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
So, Bob, let's talk a little bit about this using a cast iron skillet or a griddle on your grill.
Okay. I'd like to, but I'd also like to, before we get into that, just mention that next weekend we are at D&W Knapp Corners, the Spartan Mobile Studio, the Spartan Mobile Grill. We're bringing the whole Godzilla event to Knapp Corners D&W, which is like the newest and most beautiful D&W in the world. That place is my favorite place to shop, seriously. Brand new store, been there about a year, and they have got a Starbucks. They've got the little sushi place. Love going in that place. I spend way too much money, and they take it.
Right there on the corner of Knapp and the Beltline, right?
Yeah. We're actually doing our last live event with Spartan there next Saturday. We'll be there from 8:30 to 10:30. The Spartan Mobile Grill will roll in at 10:30. And once again, we're going to be looking at, a truckload of steaks. So. I don't know, man. We're going to be in a protein coma two Saturdays in a row.
Yeah, and then right after that, this is one of my favorite remotes that we do, is we're going down to our friend Tim Surprise down at Arcadia Ales in Battle Creek, Michigan on the 29th. We're going to be doing a little Halloween bash down there. He's going to unveil his October beers and move right into the holiday season. So we've got a lot of fun coming up here in the next few weeks.
That's right. That's going to be in Battle Creek at Arcadia Ales Saturday the 29th of October, and right before Halloween, we're going to go have some of his new pumpkin brew.
Yep.
And, of course, I'm looking forward to having a little bit of that nut brown ale and some of his. He's got a couple of new stouts down there, and it's going to be good because the thing about Arcadia Ales is the owner, Tim, is a phenomenal griller. The guy knows how to smoke and grill, and so do his chefs. So it's just good place. I mean, it's our place, man. It's all good.
It's unbelievable. So let's talk a little bit about grilling. Are you ready to do that now? I teed it up once and you shut me down.
That's
so let's
okay.
Go again.
I didn't want to forget to remind everybody we've got a couple of great things they can come to, and especially hoping that they make it down to Battle Creek too. Using a cast iron skillet or a griddle on a grill in this kind of weather especially can be really nice. Depending on the grill you have, sometimes in the colder weather it can be a little bit tough to maybe make certain types of meats because some grills have hot spots,
right?
And they're maybe just not as effective. Or maybe you're just getting tired of doing hamburgers and brats and steaks all the time. So for tailgating, this is a wonderful little thing. Depending on the grill you're bringing, get the right size cast iron griddle.
Skillet or griddle.
You want cast iron. Okay.
Why is that?
Even transfer of heat.
Okay.
So you take a couple pats of butter. You melt a little butter in the pan. You take some basic bread. You throw it down in that butter, and you get it to where it's browning up a little bit. And then you flip it over. You put a little bit of cheese on each side, and you flip it back over, and you crust up the cheese on the skillet side in the butter. On one of those slices of bread, then you take more of that shredded sharp cheddar. I like a sharp cheddar for this. And you pile up that one slice of bread with some sharp cheddar. In the meantime, the bread is crusting this. It's like the Greek cheese, you know, where they say oompa. I can't think of the name of it right now. But
oompa?
Yeah.
Oompa?
Yeah.
That's the cartoon guy
oompa
next
loompa.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah. It gets crusty like that. It makes the bread phenomenal. And then you melt the cheddar in between the slices. You flip it over, give it a little bit on each side. You get it to a nice golden crispness. This is phenomenal tailgate food because nobody's going to be making it out there, and it's easy.
That's right. It is easy, and I think the thing that I want to remind everybody is when you put cast iron on a grill, you get even heat. I don't care if the grill's right on the or the griddle is right on the hot spot, the pan is right on the hot spot. It spreads that heat evenly. When you put stuff in there, it cooks phenomenal.
And we're going to be cooking phenomenal here at Ferris State University's homecoming. We are having the tailgate party of the year. This is the place to be, Big Rapids, Michigan, the Grilling Guys. We're going to take a little break right now, but we're going to come back with some awesome interviews.
That, and we're also going to talk about, in the next segment, the difference between charcoal and briquettes, natural charcoal and briquettes. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.